You haven't, have you?
Oh, damn it. What are you doing in there?
Hello, Neil.
What? Oh, morning, Daniel.
I'm not late, am I? You said it would be okay?
Oh, yeah, right. No, I've only just got here myself.
Good. So, what do you want me to do?
Actually, I could do with a hand here. This sow, she's due to farrow soon, have her piglets.
Yeah, I know.
But she lives next door. She's broken down the electric fence, see, and moved in with the other sow.
That's nice.
Well, it is for them. It happens sometimes, two sows take to sleeping together.
Does that mean they're gay?
No, it's just for warmth, really. So, what we got to do is get the wanderer out to an ark at the other end of the field. Look, I'll get you aboard. You keep them both in here, and I'll bring the trailer round. Still there, are they?
Yep.
Good lad. Just keep them there while I get the tailboard down. That's handy, you come in this morning.
Couldn't you do it on your own?
A lot easier with two. Okay, well, we need to give them a reason to come out of that nice warm ark.
Breakfast?
Yeah, exactly. Come on, girls, come and get it.
Come on, lovely breakfast.
Ah, that's it. Now, Daniel, what we want is to get that one into the trailer and that one back into her ark, okay?
All right.
Phil, we're here. Come in, you three. Close the door, Josh.
Okay.
Take your coats off. Do you need a hand, Ben?
No, I can do it.
Grandad came straight back after church, so hopefully he's put the kettle up. Oh, well, it won't take long to boil.
Oh, hello, Pip. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hello, Grandad.
Oh, lovely. I could do with a cup of tea.
You'll find that boiling a kettle is a good place to start.
Shall we take these coats through to the hall, Josh?
Okay.
And what have you been up to this morning?
It's jolly nice of you to offer to help.
We didn't. Mum told us we had to.
But you always enjoy stir-ups, Sandy, don't you?
Suppose.
Do you remember last year, Ben?
No.
Do you want a biscuit with your tea, Pip? Not too soon after breakfast?
I didn't have breakfast.
Didn't you?
I wasn't hungry.
Did the boys?
They had some cornflakes.
Is that all? Right. Before we get mixing, I think we'd better have a bite to eat, don't you?
What they say about pigs... Oh, are you all right with that?
Yeah, I can manage.
Ah, well done. Yeah, what they say is, a cat looks down on you, a dog looks up to you, but a pig treats you as his equal. You see?
I like them. They're sort of solid and friendly.
Yeah, they are that. And if you treat them right, they never let you down.
Grandad likes pigs too.
Yeah, you're right there. Do you know it's because of him that I'm doing this job?
Oh, you're going to help her again. Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
Been keeping you busy, has he?
That's good.
I'm just going to get the dinner on.
Oh, what are we having?
Pork.
Oh, lovely.
See you soon.
Yeah, we're nearly finished here. In fact, I think you can get off home now, Daniel. Do you need a lift?
No, I've got my bike.
Oh, well, take care then. And thanks. It would have been a right old hassle sorting those two out this morning.
I enjoyed it. Shall I come next weekend?
Yeah, if you want to. You'd be very welcome.
Can't you just use the dishwasher?
You could, but these bowls are so big that you'd only get a couple in. And it hardly takes any time to wash them by hand, really.
Do you want this one?
Yes, please.
Sorry about Josh and Ben.
What?
I'm running off like that.
Well, it's called Stir Up Sunday, not Wash Up Sunday.
Yeah.
Do you think they enjoyed it?
Yeah, they like scraping the bowl and stuff.
Good. You seemed a bit quiet.
Well, you know why that is, don't you?
You tell me.
You've been at ours. You'd be quiet if you had to put up with that.
I see. You know, Pip...
Oh, and don't tell me that all relationships go through ups and downs. If I hear that again, I'll go mad.
It is true.
No wonder Sam couldn't stand it.
Sam?
I wish I could just leave like he did.
I thought he left for personal reasons.
Is that what they told you?
Yes.
They told us that he had to leave for another job. Can't even get their story straight. It's pathetic.
Do you really think he left because of the atmosphere?
The boys really miss him.
Oh, no. He was like an uncle, wasn't he?
A bit. Except he was around more. And if he promised to do something, he'd do it.
You mean like the treehouse?
That was so unfair what Dad did. We only had it a few weeks.
Yes.
If he didn't want us to go up there, he could have just taken the ladder away.
Mm.
Stupid overreaction.
Oh, lovely smell, Jill.
The children did most of the work.
Pip, the boys are just going to watch a film. I wondered if you wanted to see it too.
I can finish off here. Go on.
All right, thanks.
I'll come in to watch it with you in a minute.
OK.
Not their usual selves, are they?
No, I was talking to Pip about it.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I'm glad you did. I was on sticky ground.
Really?
David destroying the treehouse. I really don't know how to explain it.
No.
Although, Sam built most of it, didn't he?
Well, David was very busy in the summer.
No, no. I just wonder. I really think I need to talk to David about it.
Neil. Neil.
Mm.
Cup of tea.
Oh, thanks.
Good sleep.
I wasn't sleeping.
You were. Getting to be a habit.
No, Suze, not just...
You work hard. If you can't have a nap after Sunday dinner, I don't
know
when
you meant
can.
To do the washing up.
Oh, Emma's done it.
Oh. Oh, good for her.
We've been talking about Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering about asking Will round for Christmas dinner if he wants. Well, so he can see Georgie. What do you think?
Well, what did Emma say?
She thought it was a good idea.
Did she now?
She thinks he might not want to have dinner at Clary's.
With Ed there, you mean?
Yeah. But I don't want Clary to think I'm interfering.
Could be a good way out.
Shall we ask him then?
Yeah, fine by me.
Oh, great. Daniel seemed keen.
He is. He's actually got the makings of a good pig man.
Well, don't let Shula hear you say that.
Well, there's no shame in being a good pig man.
No, no, of course not. But, well, I bet she wants him to be a vet or something. We don't want to offend her.
Shula's not like that.
I think I've already offended her mum.
Jill, how have you done that?
Oh, I don't know. But she was in the shop this morning looking for cinnamon. I only asked her if she had the odd 3 pence. She nearly bit me head off. Said it was the manager's job to make sure the shop had change.
Oh.
Not like her at all.
But very like the wicked stepmother.
What?
It's the, Well, you know, that thing that Marlon Brando did.
The Godfather?
No, method acting. It helps her get into the part if she practices being nasty to people.
Oh, I wish she'd practice on someone else.
Thanks for having them, Mum.
I always enjoy it. It's the start of Christmas for me.
Sorry, do you want some tea? The kettle's just boiling.
No, that's all right, David.
I'm not sure where Ruth is.
Talking of Christmas, do you know if Heather's coming down this year?
I'm not sure.
Because, you know, Shula wants as many as possible at the stables for Christmas lunch.
Yes, she said.
Alistair's father isn't the easiest house guest, so we're all rallying round. See if we can dilute him a bit.
Mm.
She'd be more than happy.
Well, Kenton's going, isn't he? And Cathy and Jamie, and, with you and Dad, that's plenty.
Well, I know she wouldn't mind.
I expect we'll pop over during the day, but, well, we don't really want a big production.
Don't you think the children would
enjoy? No, we'll just have a low-key family Christmas here.
It would be nice for the boys to be with Daniel and Jamie.
No, Mum.
David, I think they'd like to have something to look forward to.
Yeah, I just... No, I just don't want to. Sorry.
I know you said I shouldn't ask, but I wish you'd talk to me.
Mum, I told you there's nothing to say.
I was wondering about Sam.
What about Sam?
Did you and he fall out?
Why would you think that?
With him leaving so suddenly. It seems so strange.
Well, strange things happen sometimes.
And you breaking up the treehouse. That was so unlike you. Scared the children. It scared me. I thought you'd been good friends. I can understand if things have gone a bit sour.
Can you?
Well, I know he tried to involve himself in family life, making time for the children and so on. It must have been hard when you were busy.
Yeah.
And I know he could sometimes try and take over a bit, all that trouble he caused with Alistair.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
He was obviously a good herdsman. But it's your business. I can imagine it was hard if he thought he knew better.
Well, he did become a bit difficult to work with. Things came to a head, you know.
And I take it Ruth felt differently.
She does...
She was obviously sad to see him go.
Yes.
But really, you mustn't get it out of proportion for the children's sake. If you've had a disagreement, you've got to deal with it.
I know.
If that's all it is. That is all it is it?
Look, Mum, I've got to go and check on the sheep.
But it's dark.
Martin, I mean, I've got to see how he's getting on. Thanks for the talk, though. It was, You're right, it's not fair on the children. I'll sort it out.
All right.
But you're right. Sam was the problem. But it's okay. He's gone now, isn't he?
Ian, what are you doing here?
Well, Jennifer said she'd done the soup for your lunch.
Oh, I can heat up my own soup.
Well, I didn't see you this morning.
No. Nice to see you now.
Yeah, I thought I'd get into Barchester this afternoon, get a few things sorted out for the wedding.
Huh. Like what?
Well, a wedding list to Underwoods. Yeah. I feel a bit bad, to be honest. I mean, we don't need half the stuff on.
Oh, don't. It'll keep Lillian quiet. That's the main thing.
And then I'm meeting Nigel to talk about decorations and flowers and all that.
And the DJ?
Well, I just thought I'd let them book a good one.
Fine.
Well, it's not the party that's keeping me awake.
No?
Well, we've got to sort out this ceremony.
Oh, I know.
Well, unless we just go for the real basics.
Oh, I don't want that.
Oh, nor me.
Aside from anything else, we want it to last more than 5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Thanks. Aren't you going to have some?
No, I only had breakfast a couple hours ago.
Okay. Smells good. What is it, do you know?
Spicy parsnip, she said. Oh, I printed off some more readings.
Oh, not more. There's too much choice. That's the trouble.
And, well, as for the vows...
Oh, we could always write our own.
No way, I don't think either of us is the poetic type.
Did you bring them over?
Well, the readings? No, they're at home.
Well, let's look at them tonight, at least get a short list.
Okay. Oh, Bert Fry rang.
Uh-huh. What did he want?
Well, I was in the shower, the message just said he's got something very important to discuss with us.
It's not how we're going straight to hell, is it?
I doubt it.
Anyway... There is something we can agree on, I hope.
Yeah?
The honeymoon. Got a proposition for you.
Go on.
Kenya. We could spend a few days on the beach at Mombasa, go on to the Tsavo Game Park, and I'd love to go back to one of the villages where I worked, show you what I did.
Uh-huh.
And Nairobi's a fantastic city. I know it's not what we talked about, but it wouldn't just be a nostalgia trip for me. I know you'd absolutely love it.
All right, all right. You don't need to do the hard sell.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
Brilliant.
You know, but the timing's difficult, though.
Well, I know we'd have to leave it until after Christmas.
Yeah, any time after New Year's Day would be fine.
We're right into lambing, then. That's the trouble. Well, maybe we could work something out.
Hello, yeah?
Oh, Brian.
You had a work today?
No, day off.
All right.
Soup's warm?
Good out.
And Linda rang. Very much looking forward to your presence at the rehearsal tonight.
Oh, well, a bit of a diary clash there. Stephen Chalkman's hosting a gourmet night at Botticelli's.
Oh, very nice.
And given the choice between 7 ugly dwarves and 5 delicious courses...
You must have agonised long and hard over that decision.
I'm afraid Linda's going to be tragically disappointed.
So that's 1 Plamond's baguette. What about you, Ruth?
Oh, just a coffee, please, Kenny. Mm-hmm.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, mochaccino,
just
espresso.
Just an ordinary coffee.
Yeah, small or large?
Small. Same for me.
Okay, 2 filter coffees.
And can we have it all as quickly as possible, please, Kenton? We're a bit tight for time.
Speedy is my middle name. Can I have 1 ploughman's baguette, Frank? Quick as you can.
When have you got to get back to court? I'm meeting my client in 20 minutes.
I'm sorry, Usha.
Oh, don't be silly. You know I'm around if you need me.
Oh, it's just horrible. If I walk into a room and David's there, you can almost see him flinch.
Yeah.
He can barely bring himself to speak to me. And if we're all together with the kids, like tea last night, he just stares at the middle of the table.
Well, that sounds like depression.
And when he does speak to me, it's like I'm a piece of dirt. He more or less told me point blank this morning that he doesn't want Mum coming down for Christmas.
Was she planning to?
With everything that's happened, we haven't really arranged anything yet, but... if she wants to come, how am I going to tell her?
I don't know. I guess you'll have to make something up.
Nah, how about that for express service?
Very impressive.
Or should that be espresso service? Well, this was Ruth.
Thanks.
Oh, and I haven't forgotten your baguette. Frank will be on to it any minute.
Thanks, Kenton.
God, I wish it was as easy to remember my lines.
Sorry?
Snow White.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't remember a word of it. Linda's got us all off the book now. It's a blooming nightmare.
Mm.
I have to stick them inside my hat at this rate.
Well, I'm sure you'll find somewhere to stick them, Kenton. Isn't that somebody waiting for you at the till?
I thought if we split it pretty much like last Christmas.
Hmm. That seemed to work okay.
Mm. You do the sheep, I'll do the deer.
All right. About the sheep.
Yeah.
Well, the lambing. Ian and I have just about decided on our honeymoon.
Yes.
We're going to go to Kenya.
Kenya? Do you think that's...
what?
Nothing.
Well, obviously we can't go straight after the wedding because it's Ian's busiest time running up to Christmas.
Yeah, of course.
So, we were thinking about early January, say.
Oh, no, that's impossible.
Well... not impossible.
The lambing will be full steam ahead, then.
I know that.
It's one of your busiest times.
I'll get it all started off. I'll organise Andy and Jeff and all the casuals. You wouldn't have to do any more than you usually do.
Well, I don't know.
I don't want to leave it till February. It'd just be like any old holiday then.
I don't know why Ian's job has to take priority.
It's not that.
Well, that's how it seems to me.
Look, I know it's not ideal, but it is our honeymoon.
Yeah, so you said...
have you finished?
Yes, I think so.
Ian was very complimentary about it.
Oh, was he?
Mum will be pleased. Oh, we've had some good news about our cake.
Well, the wedding cake?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ian's friend Carlo's going to make it as his present to us. He's talking about this great pyramid of, profiteroles all held together.
Adam.
Yeah?
About the ceremony, the wedding...
yes.
Perhaps I should have said this earlier. I'm sorry, but I won't be able to be there.
What?
I can't come.
Can't? You mean you've something else on?
Not as such, but...
does Mum know about this?
Yes.
How does she feel?
Well, yes, I think she'd rather I was there.
But she was devastated, wasn't she?
I'm sorry.
Can't you be happy for me?
It's not that, Adam. Someone needs to keep an eye on the farm.
It's just a few hours.
And, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm just getting old, but this modern sort of affair, it's not really my kind of thing.
It's just a wedding.
And you'll be so busy on the day, you'll have so many people there, you don't need me cluttering up the place as well.
It's all right. You don't have to say any more. I understand perfectly.
I know it's awful right now, but it's still only a couple of weeks since David found out.
It's not just that, though. It's changed him.
It's a big thing for him to come to terms with.
I haven't told you about Friday.
What happened on Friday?
He's been getting annoyed with the children about going up in the treehouse in the bad weather. But you know what they're like. They can't keep away. And Ben fell. No, it wasn't too bad. He just grazed his knee. But David went mad. He tore down the treehouse, ripped it apart.
What? After all that work building it?
All Sam's work. David finished it off, but it was really Sam's project.
I see.
I've never seen him so violent. It was horrific.
Ruth, has he been violent towards you?
No, not physically. I've seen him angry before, but it was like he was possessed.
It must have been so frightening.
Yeah, especially for the children. He loves them, but he'd still do that because of what I've done.
Ruth?
He's so bitter and angry. I've ruined everything. His life, my life, the children's. I'm sorry. I've got to get over here.
Ruth? Ruth, it's all right. Don't worry.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to. Oh, with Kent there.
I know, it's all right.
He'll never forgive me. It's all my fault. And he'll never forgive me.
No, it's not. It's not.
I should have stopped it. Oh, it's all such a mess.
It wasn't like that. Here, come on, take it. Now, David's to blame, too. If he hadn't been with...
Hello. Are you all right, Russ?
Yeah, I'm fine.
She's just... bad day, that's
all. Well, look, can I get you anything? Do you want some water or something?
No, thanks, Ian. We'll be fine.
Okay. Well, look, take care, eh?
Yeah, we will. Thanks.
God, I'm around the village by tomorrow.
No, it won't. Ian's not like that. Look, I mean it, Ruth. If David hadn't been so stupid with Sophie, this whole thing would probably never have happened.
I know, but it did. And he's changed. He's different. Because of me.
And the hot special is lasagna.
No, I think I'll just have a sausage sandwich. They're Tom Archer's sausages, aren't they?
Oh, God, not you as well.
I'm sorry if I ever said something wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry, and I thought you were one of Tom's crew.
Well, what's this?
Oh, he's got a pile of mates to go around bigging up his products.
Very enterprising.
What is it? If I have one more student in here banging on about how great Tom Archer's sausages are, I'm going to cancel the order and start buying supermarket economy packs.
Oh, you don't mean that.
But if it isn't his chums, it's his sister. Hanging around, hoping a so-called boyfriend's going to come in for lunch. God, I'm thinking of walking into Ambridge Organics asking if they got any panda burgers in a loud voice.
Yeah, not that they're getting to you at all.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, sorry. So, yeah, sausage sandwich, yeah?
Oh, yeah, and large tea.
What are you doing slumming it here, anyway?
Oh, just a few things for the wedding.
You booked your stag nights yet?
Stag nights?
Yeah, two stags, two nights, surely.
If we're going to have any, it'll just be the one. Well, we'll be asking the same people anyway.
Well, wouldn't that, you know, cramp your style? Last night of freedom?
Lemon's baguette!
Where are they gone?
Who?
Have they done a bunk?
Oh, what, is this Usha and Ruth? I think they might have gone.
Oh, here she is.
Oh, is that my baguette? I'm sorry, Kenton. Could I have it to take away?
Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. I think she just needed to let off some steam.
Well, does she need a lift home?
No, she'll be okay.
What's this? Something wrong with Ruth?
Not anymore. She's feeling much better now.
Oh, well, I thought she looked a bit pale. She wants to get home and put her feet up. Let my useless brother look after her for a change.
Come on. Up, come on. Up you come.
In you go, that's it.
Right, but get the tailgate.
Which up? Ah. Won't take you long to get to Craythys, will it?
Not this time of the morning. 30 minutes, tops.
Well, they're a good-looking pair of beasts. Just in time for the Christmas orders.
That's the idea.
It's the prime stock show tomorrow, isn't it, David?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
So how come you're not putting anything in, then?
Oh, well.
After you did so well last year, grand champion. All the butchers bidding for it.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't you want another crack at it?
I've just been busy with other things.
Well, there's plenty of nice Hereford steers you could have chosen from.
But there's no law that says that we've got to enter the prime stock show every year.
No, I know.
I just couldn't be bothered with all the fuss, all right? I've got a lot else on.
Yeah, yeah, of course, I was only saying.
Where are you off to?
To meet me.
Who else would I mean?
I want a word with Martin. Hi, Bert.
Morning.
He doesn't need any help.
I know.
He knows his job. He doesn't want you distracting him.
I'm not going to. I just want to see if any were bullying last night.
Well, if there were, I'm sure he'd pen them up separately.
I know.
So, there's no need for cosy chats in the parlour.
David.
And I need to talk to you about the yields.
Again?
Yes, again.
What is it?
Well, not now. I've got to get these to the abattoir. Just make sure you're around later.
I wasn't going anywhere.
Good.
So, you're going to be doing the AI, then?
If any are ready, yeah.
If you don't mind, I'd quite like to help you with that, if you need a hand.
Thanks, Bert. That'd be great. That's the cervix.
Ready for the gun?
Yeah, please.
Here we are.
Nice and warm. Lovely.
Is this from a dairy bull?
That's right.
So it'll be a replacement effort off this one.
That'd be nice. She's one of our best milkers.
Mm.
There we are. So, Bert, as I was saying... Oh, done, girl. That's it. What are we going to get you for your leaving present?
Oh, I don't know. Shall I take the gun?
Thanks. David and I just haven't been able to agree on anything.
No, how about a tankard?
No, that's much too small.
Well, there's not really very much I need, Ruth.
Something you've put on your Christmas list, maybe?
I don't have a Christmas list.
How does Frieda know what to get you, then?
Oh, she just does, somehow.
Could you have a thing, anyway?
Yeah, I will.
Thanks.
What'll you be doing over Christmas?
Oh, well, we haven't really got it sorted out yet. I've got to ring Mum, but I think, well, hopefully she'll be all right, because David, well, both of us, we thought we'd just have a quiet Christmas this year, just us and the children.
No, I meant on the farm.
Oh.
Because if you want me to do the milking on Boxing Day or some feeding or something...
Right.
You just say the word.
Yeah, thanks. I'll have a talk to David about it.
Oh, well, there's no time like the present.
What?
Here he is, look. Oh. Here did he go at Crowthers?
Well, same as usual. The carcasses are hanging now.
Did you want to talk more about the yields?
Have you got any more to do?
No, it's just this one.
Then yes.
You don't need me for this, do you?
Well...
No, but you go and scrape the yard.
Ah, righto. Then I'll take some silage out to the sheep, shall I?
Yeah, fine.
Oh, you did say it would be all right if I popped over the village hall for an hour this afternoon, sort out some Christmas decorations with Robert.
Yes, what about it?
Well, is it still all right?
Well, we're going to have to do without you soon enough. We can spare you for an hour.
Yeah, right. Right, thanks. I'll get on then.
There's no need to be rude.
It wasn't rude, I was perfectly civil.
He hasn't done anything.
Let's concentrate on the yield, shall we?
Yeah, all right.
Now, I've checked the printouts from the tanker driver. They're still below last year's levels.
Well, that's not surprising.
Well, obviously you haven't improved the ration enough.
No, that's not...
You need to up the energy levels more.
We've got to give it a chance to work. If we go too fast, we'll upset the rumen.
We can't afford any more yield drop.
I know that. But you can't keep chopping and changing every few days. You need to let things settle down.
I don't need excuses, Ruth.
It's not an excuse. Look at these cows. They're still not in good shape. And it's nothing to do with Sam or the ration being poor. You know what the summer was like.
There's no way these beasts were getting the nutrition they needed off the grass. You know that's true, don't you?
Yeah, okay.
And they're still not bulling like they should. In a normal year, I'd have been doing more than one a day at this time.
So what are you saying?
Keep the ration the same and give it time to work.
How long for?
Well, a few more days at the very least.
All right, I suppose I could check it again at the end of the week.
Ooh, Eddie was full of it.
You saw him, did you?
Yeah, he was in the bull last night drinking red wine.
No.
Just the one, mind. He went back on the cider after that, said wine was too expensive.
Compared to French prices, it's daylight robbery. So, they had a good time then.
Oh, he wouldn't stop talking about it.
Oops. Let me undo that tangle.
And his Quasimodo impression ain't very funny the first time, I can tell you.
I can imagine.
When he's done it for everyone who comes in the pub, well, Notre Dame nuisance, if you ask me.
it must have been nice for Clary.
Oh, yeah, she deserved a break, no question. Ah, right, that's about ready to put up.
All right, start at this end, shall we?
Yeah, might as well.
I'll get the ladder. Those brackets are handy.
Yeah, we put them up a few years ago, and we started putting lights on the outside of the hall.
Right, shall I...
Yeah, why not? You're the youngster.
I haven't been called that for a long time. You could foot the ladder, then.
Ooh, very health and safety. Right, there you go.
It's nice to work with someone else for a change.
Nice not to have your head bitten off for a change.
What?
Oh, nothing. There's still a lot of people haven't put their decorations up, I see.
It's early yet,
surely. Ooh, not in our house. Free to get some up straight after bonfire night.
Good Lord. Shall I just twist the cable round the bracket?
That'll do it.
Ours go up on Advent Sunday and not a moment before.
Loves Christmas, does my Frieda.
Linda's very hot on that.
I'll tell you who hasn't done them yet.
Who's that?
Adam Macy and Aunt Ian Craig.
Well, there's no rush, is there?
Ooh, they needs to be ready for next week.
Do they?
Oh, the big switch on.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I called round last night to remind them before I went to the bull.
Uh-huh.
We've not been in Honeysuckle Cottage since, ooh, well, since the Hathaways left.
Ah, right. What did you think of it? Lillian Bellamy did some of the decor, didn't she?
It was very, modern. Bit plain for my taste.
I know what you mean.
I'll tell you what I did like, though. Their telly.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, they was watching a film on one of them big flat screens. Ah. Smashing it was. Oh, and the sound.
I mean, Dolby 5.1.
Sorry?
With a big subwoofer.
Ooh, I don't think we're meant to use them sort of words now.
No, the speakers. Full cinema-style surround sound,
oh,
it's called.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was like you was right in the middle of New York.
Yeah, we were thinking of getting one before the IT world decided it could do without me.
Oh, very nice it was.
It would be.
So we'd like to deliver on the afternoon of Tuesday the 12th. 2 weeks today. Is that all right for you, Mrs. Borthwick? And there will be someone in? Good.
David?
And just to confirm that it's the 10-kilo box you're having. Yep. Right, well, we'll see you in a fortnight then. Okay, thanks. Goodbye. Do you have to interrupt when I'm on the phone?
Do you know anything about a bonfire party?
Yes.
Ben's just been going on about it. Where's it happening?
Here.
On the farm?
Yes.
Who's organising this, then?
I am.
What?
I think the children are suffering because of what's going on between us. Mum said so the other day.
Well, when you tear down their treehouse...
Do you really want to start on that, Ruth?
I don't want any of this.
Right, so I wanted to give them a treat. They always love a bonfire. I thought we could get a few fireworks and have a sort of second November the 5th.
When?
Friday evening.
This Friday?
The boys thought it was a great idea. They asked if Mum and Dad could come too.
And can they?
I haven't spoken to them yet.
And when were you going to speak to me?
Well, you know about it now. Why, do you think it's a bad idea?
No, I'm not saying that.
If you're doing something else, I can manage without you.
What would I be doing?
I don't know. You're full of surprises lately.
I'd just like to have been consulted, that's all.
Why?
Because it concerns me.
Well, unfortunately, we can't always have a say in things that concern us. Life's like that, apparently.
It's been quite gratifying. It's only a card up in the village shop, but I've had quite a few little jobs from it.
Oh, that's good.
A couple of inquiries about putting Christmas lights up. External ones like these, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Where does this ladder live, then?
Oh, under the stage.
Oh, of course. And a couple in Grange Spinney, who'd bought a load of flat-pack furniture, almost came to blows assembling it.
Ooh, I don't know.
So, that was an easy afternoon, just following the instructions. Oh, excuse me. Robert Snell? Yeah, no job too odd. Oh, hello, Mr. Horrigan. Oh, yeah, I suppose I could. Oh, all right, I'll be with you in 2 minutes, okay? Well.
More work?
Oh. Do you think I could borrow the ladder, just for a few minutes? But Horobin's offered me £10 to get their illuminated Father Christmas up on the roof.
£10?
Every little helps.
Right, I've got more people to ring.
No, hang on. We still haven't got this sorted out.
Well, if you're sure you want to be involved...
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Maybe Pip would like to help you make some food.
So I need to go over the top.
No, but some baked potatoes, that sort of thing. And Jill might want to do her cinder toffee.
I'll suggest it when I speak to her.
You'll invite them, then?
Yeah, leave it to me.
Right. And would you mind if I invite Yerusha?
It's meant to be a family thing.
I know, but the children love her, and I'd really like to. Maybe Alan could come too.
Look, I don't want it turning into a big village thing.
It won't. Just those two. Please?
Well, it's up to you if you feel you need some moral support.
It's not that.
Whatever, Ruth. I'm doing it for the kids, as long as they have a good time.
Oh, hi, Helen. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks, Kenton. Going out?
Yeah, Snow White rehearsal. Actually, I'm a bit late.
Oh, where the wrath of Linda.
Too right. How about you?
I'm seeing Ross.
Oh, how's that going?
Great. Really great.
Oh, good. Right, well, I'd better get on. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, see you.
See, it has these pretty laces. Would you like to try it, dear?
And hold it up so the audience can see it, Jill.
All the colours of the rainbow. Bright and gay and full of cheer.
Oh, they are delightful, Peddler. I admit they tempt me so. They might brighten up these simple clothes.
Brian!
He ain't here. Again.
Where is he, Joe?
How should I know? He ain't his keeper.
Garments. It's garments.
And they brighten up these simple garments. No, I'm sorry.
They brighten up these simple garments. With them I might attract a beau. For goodness sake, if I know it, why don't you?
Do my best.
Oh, sorry I'm late.
All right, you ain't got to the door, shit.
Yeah, Brian sends his apologies. He's asked me to stand in for him.
But you're average.
I wish people would stop saying that.
You can't prompt as well.
Yeah, I can. I'll just take the script with me when I'm on stage.
No, it's most unprofessional.
Can we get on?
Yes, sorry, Jill. Let's go from Let Me Put It On You.
Where are we?
Page 52.
Let me put it on you, dearest. Just a moment it will take.
Hold it so that Jill can tighten the laces, Alice.
Then you'll see how it adorns you. What a picture you will make.
Oh, how charming. How enchanting.
But they still are rather loose. Let me tighten them still further, tighter than the hangman's noose.
Very good. Carry on, Alice.
I can't breathe.
Alice, I am faint and I am dizzy.
No,
I really... Is she all right?
Hey, blimey, you're suffocating her, missus. Here, let me help you with that there. Go.
Oh, thanks, Joe.
Yeah, you don't want to kill her for real, do you?
Yes, Jill, perhaps just a tad too enthusiastic, but very good, very convincing.
Hello, stranger.
Helen, what are you doing here?
I can have a drink after work, can't I?
Well, you prefer to go home for a meal with Mummy and Daddy.
Not every night. Oh, come here.
And since when have you drunk here, anyway? This is my local.
Is it?
It is just across the road from the office.
Have you only just finished?
Yeah. I have told you I'm really busy with work stuff at the moment.
Are they your workmates by the bar?
Yes.
Oh, great. Look, I've been wanting to meet your colleagues.
I don't know. You'd probably find them all a bit boring.
No.
It's all shop talk anyway. All hacks together. Don't want you feeling left out.
You could never do that. Are you having trouble with your phone?
My phone?
Mm. I've left a lot of messages and texts.
Really? Yeah, it must be playing up again. And like I said, I have been flat out.
No, I know. Don't worry. As long as you're not avoiding me.
No chance of that.
Is David still not here?
No,
I haven't seen him.
Oh. Very well, Kenton. You'll have to read in as lofty.
Oh, so I can be above average then?
Kenton, I expect all my cast to be above average.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. Here we are, home from our labours.
Ready for our evening's rest.
We have mined 1,000 diamonds.
Kenton!
Hmm? Oh, sorry, it's lofty, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, right. Oh, yeah. You're quite enough to fill a chest. Snow White, we're very hungry. Is our supper ready yet? I hope it's damp with stewlings.
Sorry. He can't even get his lines right when he's got the script in his hand.
Oh, it's not easy changing characters on the Who.
Yes, all right, just get on with it.
Okay. I hope it's stew with dumplings.
Not enough for me, I bet.
And open the door.
What door?
Just mime it for now.
Oh, okay.
Ain't a haunted castle.
Yes, thank you, Joe. And step in.
Oh, goodness, what is this that greets us? Snow White passed out on the floor. Quickly, Lanky, we must save her. Weenie, what are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for, Weenie?
That's your entrance, Jazza. Jazza?
He ain't here.
Isn't he in the wings?
Nope.
I saw him earlier.
There he is, look.
What?
Behind you.
Oh, no he isn't.
Oh, yes he... what are you on tonight?
Oh, lighten up, Joe. It's a pantomime.
Oh, you never spoke a truer word.
Jazza? Wake up.
What?
Having a wee nap, are you, Weenie?
You're off.
Well, it's a time to go.
No, you're off. You should be on.
Make your mind up.
Weenie, what are you waiting for?
Early morning call, it looks like.
I'm sorry. Never got my usual kit today.
Linda, does Alice have to keep lying here?
What? Oh, no. Take five, everybody. I'm having enough trouble tonight without you sleeping on the job. Look, go and get yourself a coffee. I'll see where our loft has got to.
All right. Don't mind if I do.
Oh, and Jazza, perhaps you could get me one. Oh, well, never mind. Ah, David, it's your director speaking. Do tell me you're on your way. The village hall? We're expecting your lofty tonight. No, I very clear. Oh, no, don't say that. No, we need you. You're just the right height. Well, and your acting ability, of course. Is that your final word? David? Apparently it was.
The calves are so sweet.
Mm. Yeah, I bet they are.
I mean, you really ought to come over and see them. Come and have supper with us. Oh, or even better, come at the weekend. You could spend the day, see the whole farm.
Hmm.
What do you think? This Sunday?
No, I'm busy this weekend.
Oh, not working?
No, I'm in Bath for the winter ball.
A ball? On your own?
No, a mate of mine, big Bath rugby supporter. Oh. He's got a spare ticket and I said I'd help him out. Just the one, you see.
Oh, what a shame.
Isn't it?
Well, don't you go talking to any gorgeous girls. I know what they can be like when they've had a few glasses of champagne, especially with someone like you.
I'll talk to who I want, actually.
Oh, of course, I didn't mean... It was just a joke. Well, I hope you have a really nice time.
I'm going to get another drink.
All right, I'm fine with this one.
Take and eat this luscious apple.
Hold out the apple.
Let the golden juices run, taking you back to your childhood and those days of summer sun.
But one moment, countrywoman. No one near knows who I am, that I am my father's daughter. Ah, I fear an evil plan.
Worry not, your pretty head girl. I will eat this apple too. See, I cut it with my penknife. Half for me and half for you.
Hold out her half.
Let us eat our halves together. Eat them with a happy breath.
And now to the audience.
Mine's the half without the poison. Hers the half that leads to death.
That's it, Alice. Take the apple. Wait a moment. Build up the tension. Eat it. And choke. Fall to the ground. And curtain.
That was really good, wasn't it?
Yes, indeed, Jazza. Well done, both of you. That's really come on. I've just got a couple of notes. Yes. Alice, when you're remembering your father's orchard, make us feel how you miss that happy time when your real mother was alive. Can you do that?
I'll try.
Good girl. Now, Jill, when you enter, it will be nice to have some business to show that you're nervous about your third attempt on Snow White's life. Perhaps fiddling with your shawl or something?
Don't be ridiculous.
I beg your pardon?
Well, I'm going to have a stick in one hand and a basket in the other. I haven't magicked myself a third arm.
No, I suppose not.
And where's this penknife meant to come from?
Well, from Prox.
No, I mean, this is meant to be a countrywoman in medieval times. She's hardly going to have a Swiss army knife, is she?
Yes, I see what you mean, Jill. Perhaps you could change it to sharp knife.
And will you stop doing a running commentary while we're performing?
But it's only meant
to... It's most off-putting, isn't it, Alice?
Well,
We really can do without it. We know the moves perfectly well, and now I'm going to have a coffee. So you can rehearse someone else for a while.
Should we go and get something to eat? Or we could go back to your place and I could cook you something.
No, I'm not hungry.
Come on, it's not good for you to drink on an empty stomach. Makes you grouchy. You old grouch, you. You could do with cheering up.
I could do with you going home.
What?
You just can't take a hint, can you?
What do you mean?
Can't you tell when someone's not interested?
Ross, come on, don't be like that.
Like what? We went out a couple of times, okay? It didn't work.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, I thought we could have a laugh, but you're just not my type.
What do you mean?
You're just too old for me, Helen.
I don't understand.
Family dinners, fussing over me, checking if I've eaten. If I wanted to go out with my mother, I'd see a psychiatrist.
It's not like that. Well, how do you want me to be?
Not like this. Country walks. Calling me all the time, texting to see if I'm okay. I mean, for God's sake, you'll be knitting me a scarf next.
Ross, please.
I'm going over there to talk to my friends. I don't want you to join me.
Please. No, don't do this.
And just to make it absolutely clear, don't phone me. Don't text. Just go home, Helen.
Hello, Adam.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hey, how are the ewes doing?
Oh, fine. Eating their heads off, as usual.
Oh, good. Well, it's nice to have a job you can do indoors.
Yes. This and the deer makes a change from walking the crops in the rain.
I'm just off to collect Phoebe from school.
Not from the bus?
No, taking her to see Father Christmas.
Ah, flying to Lapland, are you?
Just as far as Underwoods, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm sure she'll have a lovely time.
Mm. And then I'm going to see if I can get her an outfit for the wedding.
So you'll have a lovely time too.
Yes. Ooh, it is nice to have a little girl to buy things for. Do you need anything in Borchester? Something for the wedding, perhaps?
How about a stepfather?
What?
Seeing as Brian won't be coming.
Oh, he didn't say that to you, did he?
Why didn't you tell me, Mum?
Well, I was hoping I could change his mind. Still am, actually.
Well, he seemed pretty adamant on Tuesday.
Well, I know he's finding the whole idea, well, rather difficult. And perhaps if he'd had longer to get used to it.
I suppose we did rather spring it on everyone. But do you really think more time would have made any difference?
Oh, I don't know.
I really don't think it's much to ask on the most important day of my life.
No, but you know what he's like. And I will keep on trying. And when he realises that the rest of the family are all coming, I...
Even Gran?
Well, she hasn't said she isn't.
Hmm. She's been eerily silent on the subject ever since we announced it.
She has got a lot on her plate with Jack.
Yes, of course.
But, you know, with Kate making the effort to come over and Debbie... There's still plenty of time for him to come round.
It's only 2 weeks. And Brian isn't exactly renowned for changing his mind, is he? It's bad enough that Ian's dad isn't coming.
Oh, still no word from him?
No. Ian doesn't want to talk about it, to be honest.
Oh, dear. Well, I'll keep working on Brian.
I think he thinks it's going to be some bacchanalian orgy. It's just a simple ceremony.
I know.
Actually, if we don't get a move on, it's going to be the simplest ceremony in the history of weddings.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, at the moment, our draft order of service is a tatty scrap of paper with music, vows, readings, and lots of question marks on it.
Oh, Adam, haven't you decided what you want yet?
I just can't find anything that's absolutely right, you know.
And you do want it to be perfect, don't you?
Yeah, we gave up in the end and watched a film that Ian had hired, The Wedding Planner.
Oh.
His idea of a joke.
Well, you'll really have to get it sorted out soon.
Oh, it'll be all right on the night, I'm sure.
Or the afternoon.
Yes.
And in the meantime, I'll keep plugging away at Brian.
It's good timing, having these appointments on Thursday.
Yeah. At least I haven't got Phoebe to worry about.
What did you tell Elizabeth?
Just about to go to the doctor's.
She worried about you taking the time off. It's what, third in a month?
Well, if she is, she didn't say. Yeah, and Lewis loves looking after Lily and Freddie.
It was only a couple of hours, I suppose. Mm. Do you want a magazine?
No, thanks. You have one, though.
No. Look about 5 years old.
It's Clary, look.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what she's here for.
I can guarantee it won't be for the same as us.
No.
Well, thank you, too.
Hi, Clary.
Mind if I sit next to you?
No, feel free.
Oh, Phoebe ain't ill, is she?
No.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to pry.
You enjoy Paris?
Oh, it was wonderful, Rod. Have you ever been?
No.
Yeah, I went on a school trip once.
Oh, no, but you've got to go together. Oh. So romantic.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Hey, did they have that wall with all the I love yous when you went?
I don't think so.
This bloke, he collected 1,000 I love yous, all in hundreds of different languages, and he put them all up on the wall in Montmartre.
What, like graffiti?
Oh, no, much nicer than that. Now it's like on lovely dark blue tiles with these red splashes that's meant to be pieces of broken heart.
Aww.
We asked someone to take our picture and Eddie gave me a kiss in front of me.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah. Mind you, he were trying to make up for spending all morning in the flea market.
That doesn't sound so romantic.
He always thinks he's going to pick up some fantastic bargain and make our fortune.
And did he?
Picked up some fantastic rubbish.
But you made it up to, yeah?
Oh, yeah, he was lovely, really. And that evening we went on one of them boat trips on the river.
What, at night?
Yeah, and we had dinner and all.
On board?
Oh, it were magic.
I didn't dare ask how much it cost, but Eddie said he didn't care, because I was worth it.
So there you are, Roy. When you take me to Paris, that's how I expect you to behave.
I don't think you ought to say any more, Clary. Sounds like Eddie's a tough act to follow.
Roy Tucker, Hayley Tucker, please.
Oh, that's us. Sorry, Clary.
No, it's all right. You get in there.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
Bye.
Yeah, see you, love.
Come on through.
Thanks.
Yeah, cheers.
Do sit down.
Shall I...
Oh, yeah, bring the chair across. How are you both?
We're okay, aren't we, Roy?
Yeah. Just, keen to know how the tests were.
Yes, of course. Well, yes. I'm pleased to say it's quite encouraging news.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Basically, everything's within normal limits.
So...
Your sperm count's fine, and Hayley, it looks like you're ovulating okay.
So, that's okay. That's good, isn't it?
Absolutely.
But if that's the case, why haven't I got pregnant yet? I mean, something's got to be wrong.
Well, we don't know that yet.
But I've been off the pill for a year.
You could just have been unlucky so far.
It's not very likely, is it?
More than you'd think. About half the couples who haven't conceived in the first year conceive in the second.
Oh.
But I think it might be a good idea for you to see a consultant.
Me?
Both of you. There are more tests that can be done.
Right.
So I'll need to refer you to the infertility clinic at Felpisham Hospital.
Okay.
Hopefully they can rule out any more serious problems and you can just keep trying.
Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it, love?
Yeah, but suppose they don't? I mean, suppose they find something seriously wrong?
Let's take it one step at a time.
Well, suppose I need IVF or something?
Hayley.
That's jumping the gun a bit.
Yeah, but just supposing. If that was the only way I could get pregnant.
Well, yes. It might eventually get to the stage where you'd want to consider IVF.
And?
More of a but than an and, really. You've already got a child, haven't you?
Well,
she's my daughter.
And, sorry, what's her name?
Phoebe.
Phoebe lives with you both full-time?
Yes.
You see, under the current guidelines, this trust won't fund IVF for couples who already have a child.
But we've never had a baby together.
Well, I understand that, but it applies whether the child's from the current relationship or a previous one.
That's not fair.
That's the policy, I'm afraid.
So how much would it be?
I'm sorry?
If we had to go private.
For IVF?
Yeah.
It's in the region of £3,000.
£3,000?
Possibly more, depending on where you have it done. As I said before, it's much too early to be having this conversation. We need to establish if there's a physical reason why you haven't conceived yet. So, one step at a time. Let's get you booked in.
All right.
You should get the notification of the appointment within a couple of weeks. In the meantime, don't drink too much and you don't smoke, do you?
No.
Good.
The receipt's in the bag.
Oh, thank you. Well, haven't you done well, Phoebe?
Yes, thank you.
Now, we just need to go to Ambridge Organics. You know, Auntie Helen's shop?
Yes, I remember.
And then we'll go home for some tea.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello, Clary.
Oh, hello, Phoebe. How are you?
All right, thanks.
You Christmas shopping?
No, not really. Well, just for cards, you know.
Oh, you know I've ordered one of your turkeys.
We're doing well with them orders this year, you know. Hmm. Mike and Jess are selling them on the milk round, too.
Oh, those are your turkeys as well, are they?
Yeah.
I did wonder. Oh, did you enjoy your Paris trip?
Oh, yes, thanks.
Oh, I love Paris. We went last year for the agricultural show, you know.
Yeah.
Not that I wasted much time looking at tractors. I spent most of it pottering round the little shops in the Marais.
I don't think we got there, but we went up the Eiffel Tower, though.
Oh, yes, you've got to do that, haven't you?
And we did think of trying to see the Mona Lisa, but we heard the queues were somewhere else, so we didn't bother. And then, guess what? We saw this bloke doing it in chalk on the pavement.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was really good, too. And like Eddie said, that saved us 2 hours drinking time. And I mustn't start, you'll never stop me. You've been shopping then?
Yes, but not for Christmas. We've just bought a dress for the wedding.
The wedding? Oh, of course, Adam.
Mm-hmm. Emerald taffeta with a little lace collar. It's ever so sweet.
Oh, you're really going to town then? Still, the groom's mother, you got to dress her up, ain't you?
Maybe it isn't for me.
Oh, isn't it?
No, it's my dress.
Oh, I see. Well, I was thinking it sounded a bit over the top.
No, it isn't.
Oh, well, no, Phoebe, I'm sure it looked beautiful on you.
And we've been to see Father Christmas.
Oh, well, I used to love taking our boys to see him. Used to be a real highlight. Such a shame when they stopped believing. stop wanting to come. Still, no, we've got little Georgie to take, haven't we?
How much is it?
£5.50.
Is it really?
Well, that includes a present, of course.
Oh, what did you get then, Phoebe?
A jewellery set.
And is the grotto nice?
Well, it's the usual, you know, cotton wool, glitter, elves.
And did you tell Father Christmas what you wanted, Lou?
Yes, a baby brother or sister.
Oh, right.
I've explained that might not be in Santa's gift.
No.
And if I can't have that, I want a pony.
Oh, well then. It's going to be a busy Christmas for Roy and Hayley one way or another.
Like he said, it'll probably just happen anyway if we keep trying.
Totally. And that's no hardship, is it? Keeping trying.
See, I mean, this thing with Phoebe, it might not be relevant at all.
No. No, absolutely.
And if the worst came, you know, if we had to go for the IVF, well, maybe we could get it in some other area. Well, that's me. You know, another trust or something.
I don't know. I'm not sure it works like that.
Yeah, well, might be possible. You never know. Like you said, just don't worry about it.
No, I'm not. I'm fine, really. Who is it?
Oh, it's, No one. Not important.
Roy?
It was Kate.
Kate?
Yeah, wants me to give her a call about seeing Phoebe when she comes back for the wedding.
Oh. Well, yeah, I suppose she would.
Sorry, love.
It's fine. It's not important.
I know it was difficult last time.
It's okay. She's bound to want to see Phoebe, isn't she? She is a mum, after all.
Oh, Hayley.
Look, I'm getting tired now, to be honest. Can we just go home, please?
Here's some more, Dad.
Oh, well done. You dump it down here. And yours, Ben.
Can I put them on the bonfire?
Yeah, if you're careful. Just lay them gently, Ben. You don't want to push it over.
Where's Mum?
She's in the house with Pip, I think. They're sorting the food out.
When will she come out?
Oh, soon, I expect.
When are Gran and Grandad getting here?
Well, we said come round about 7. That's why we're lighting it now.
Can I do it?
No, Josh, it's probably safer if I do.
Aww.
Come on. Now, just stand back a bit.
All right, come on, Ben. What's that?
It's a blowtorch.
Wow.
Quickest way I know to light a fire. Right. I officially declare this bonfire open.
Yes!
That's the last of the foil.
Oh, there's another roll in the cupboard.
Which one?
I'll get it.
I still don't know why we're having a party.
No special reason.
It's not like it's someone's birthday or something.
Your dad just thought it would be fun. The boys always love a bonfire.
And he had plenty of wood to burn, didn't he?
Well...
Once he trashed the treehouse.
Don't say that to them.
I haven't. Give it here.
We just want things to be nice for you.
Yeah, and a few fireworks and some jacket potatoes are going to do that.
Pip, let's try to enjoy ourselves this evening. All right?
Yeah. Okay.
Hello?
Usha, hi. Come on in.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Alan. How are you, Pip?
All right, thanks.
What? Good evening for a bonfire, anyway.
I'm not sure if it's lit yet. Do you want to take off your coats for a few minutes?
All right. Oh, look, here's a little offering. Okay.
Thanks. I haven't opened any wine.
I'll do it.
Thanks, Pip.
I'll get the glasses.
Ooh, jacket studs.
Pip's wrapped them all for the fire. She's been a great help.
All right, Mum. Do you want some of your flavoured water, Usha?
Oh, yes, please.
I'm looking forward to this. I love a bonfire. What?
So do my brothers.
We were just saying.
Well, there you are, then. Now you know my exact intellectual level.
I thought I was late.
No, Tom's still in the shower, making himself beautiful for your night on the town.
Oh, I was having a bit of a heart-to-heart with Hayley.
Oh, yeah?
Just about, you know, family stuff.
Well, you can keep me company for a few minutes.
Tony's gone to the ball.
Oh, busy week.
For him?
Well, both of you. Same as usual. The run-up to Christmas is starting. It's always a bit hectic.
And,
How's Helen?
If I'm honest, Brenda, not very good. I was trying to ask her about the Christmas promotions last night. She just didn't seem able to focus on it at all.
Yeah, it's not like her.
No. I mean, if anything, I'm usually trying to get her to think less about work.
And that's what Tom says.
And today when she got in, she just went straight to her room and I haven't seen her since.
Oh, dear.
Our invitation to Adam and Ian's wedding arrived this morning. I thought that might have brightened her up a bit.
Something to look forward to.
Not a spark, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm so angry with Ross. It's her first relationship after Greg and of all the people to hook up with.
She just seemed so sure about him.
Yeah, well, I tried to warn her.
Oh, well, that's always so difficult with other people's relationships. Helen's never been one for half measures.
That's true.
Tell you what is worrying me, though.
What?
I don't think she's eating very much.
Oh, no.
She definitely didn't have any breakfast. And her supper's in the kitchen, still waiting for her.
Well, shall I... I mean, do you think I should go and talk to her?
Would you... She just told me to go away.
Oh, I always knew Ross was an idiot. He just isn't worth this sort of reaction.
Well, see if you can get her to understand that.
Yeah, I will. I'll try, anyway.
The crib service is very special. The church illuminated with candles.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a little choir together again to lead the singing.
Oh, do you want me to be in it?
Oh, yes, of course. But I was hoping you'd agree to do something extra.
What sort of something?
Well, I thought we'd start with Once in Royal David City. And, well, the first verse is traditionally sung as a treble solo, unaccompanied.
Right. Oh, no, Grandad.
Now, go on, Pip, you'd be ideal.
No, I couldn't.
Why, you've sung solo plenty of times.
Not unaccompanied.
Well, I'd coach you. And you could practice in the church beforehand. You think it's a good idea, don't you, Ruth?
He's asked you, has he?
Did you know about this?
Well, I had to make sure your parents would be happy about
Mum,
it.
Mum!
What? You could have said.
Oh, I thought it'd be nice if your granddad asked you. Are you going to do it, then?
Don't know.
Alan was very keen on the idea.
Oh, is everyone talking about me?
Alan?
What?
You'd like Pip to sing the solo, wouldn't you?
Oh, stop ganging up on me. It's not fair.
You're going to do it then, Pip?
All right, I will.
Oh,
fantastic.
Oh, well done.
I know Mabel will enjoy the service.
Oh, she's coming down for Christmas, is she?
Yeah. How about your mum, Ruth?
No, not this year. I've spoken to her and, well, she's going to spend Christmas with a friend.
Oh, I see. Oh, shame.
I'm going to give Gran Anusha a hand with the boys.
Right.
So, you were coping with a big family Christmas here, then?
No, well...
A lot of the family are going to Shuler's this year. Well, Nigel and Elizabeth are going to Nigel's sister.
Ah. Oh, here's the pyrotechnist. Is that the word? Pyrotechnician, perhaps?
Yeah, thought I'd start setting them off in about 20 minutes.
I've been meaning to ask you, how are you doing with this yield problem?
We're getting on top of it, aren't we, David?
Well...
Phil's talking about our milk yields. They've been down. The cows aren't in great condition because of the dry weather we had in the summer.
Partly.
Oh, I see.
But the yields are starting to pick up now.
Right.
Oh, good. So you're reformulating the rations. Done the trick, then.
Anyway, I need to get these fireworks sorted out.
Well, let me give you a hand.
No, I can manage. Right then, kids! I've got a box of fireworks, and I'm not afraid to use it!
Yeah! Oh, that didn't take very long.
No.
No need to ask how it went.
So much for Ray of Sunshine Brenda. I couldn't get through to her at all.
Oh, dear.
Do you know what he said to her when he finished it?
Not exactly. But I don't think he made any effort to spare her feelings.
Of course not. He wouldn't care how much damage he did.
I get the feeling he said something to her about being old and boring.
What? Actually, that explains a lot. I tried to get her to come out with Tom and me tonight.
And?
She just sort of laughed and said she didn't want to cramp our style.
Oh, well. Thanks for trying.
But actually, a few drinks and a good dance is... probably just what she needs to shake herself out of it.
get back on the horse.
Sort of. That's not all she said.
Huh?
She can't imagine ever wanting to go out again.
Oh, I know that feeling. It's like the start of depression, when it's too hard to see a positive future.
But I've been dumped before, and I know you feel down about it, but I don't think I was ever as low as this. Especially not with such a short relationship.
Yeah, but it was such an important one to her.
Yeah.
Oh, I just wanted her to meet someone nice.
Sorry, Pat.
You've got nothing to apologise for.
I still feel bad.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to sit by and see her get more and more depressed. She's already not eating.
What can we do if she won't listen?
I'm not going to let it happen. That stupid boy isn't going to ruin everything for her again.
So, has it been like this since I saw you?
Pretty much. You'd never think we were horsed at the same party, would you?
No.
In fact, if the boys hadn't spoken about it on Tuesday, I reckon I'd have been alone in the house tonight thinking, has someone lit a bonfire?
Has he spoken a word to you tonight?
I don't know which is worse, that or him shouting at me.
Do another one, Dad!
Just about to!
Well, do you think he's talked to anyone? I mean, about what happened or what he's feeling?
I don't know. Probably not.
Such an odd thing to do, have a party when things are so bad between you.
He says he doesn't want the kids to suffer because of what's happened.
But they're bound to. You can't hide it with parties and fireworks.
That's more or less what Pip said.
They need a mum and dad who are comfortable with each other.
The kids are bound to pick up on it. No matter how much I try and hide it, I feel like a stranger in my own house.
Come and see the fireworks, Mum.
That's all right, Josh. I can see them from here.
I think your mum and I are going to make a move.
Okay, Dad.
Very nice party.
Thank you.
The children certainly seem to enjoy themselves.
Well, that was the main point.
They didn't seem to see much of you on dinner.
Well, you know how it is, what with a bonfire to look after. And fireworks, so on.
Yes, of course.
Still, glad you had a good time too.
Oh, we did. Oh, have you thought of anything for Bert's present yet?
Oh, no, I'm a bit stuck, to be honest.
Well, because Robert was saying today he'd like one of those big screen televisions, the flat ones.
What, Bert would?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, sounds like a good idea.
We're off now, David.
Right, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, I'll just go and drag Jill away from the children.
Or vice versa.
Do you need a lift, Alan?
No, thanks, sir. I'm going back with Usha.
Right. Well, good night, then.
Bye, Dad.
Night.
Bye, Phil.
Thanks for the suggestion.
Oh, no, that's all right.
So, it's good night from us, too.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Night, David. Take care.
Yeah, well.
That was a bit of a strain.
Telling me. All that stuff with the children seemed a bit desperate, didn't it?
I'm not sure that Pip was fooled.
No. I've got to try to talk to him.
Well, now?
No. But soon. For his benefit as much as Ruth's.
They're obviously both suffering.
He's got to realise. Yeah, Ruth did fall for Sam. It came very close. But she never stopped loving David.
Well, if you can make him see that, really believe it, be a huge step forward. Well, you've got a lot of barriers to break through first.
I know.
Well, go carefully with it. It won't be easy.
The Archers was written by Kerry Davis and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in Birmingham by Jenny Stevens and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.